Then they lie.
Let's move on.
But you know, the like, when the story came out yesterday,
yeah.
I think I posted on Facebook that Daniel Ayi deserves a shot at the World Cup. So I don't agree with FIFA. One of how do I put it? One of his guys actually called me that he has been put on the standby list. And so just like when we announced squad for the Black Stars, you know, some players are captured on the standby list. And so according to the person,
if somebody falls sick,
exactly,
or gets hit,
he may be slotted in.
But the standby, how many people are in there?
No, I'm not too sure about that.
And that one too, they'll be great. So it's not just because you're on standby. Yeah, very good. They'll be ranking. So it's not just because you are on standby. Automatically, if somebody goes out, you're going in.
Oh, that's what I'm saying.
Okay,
on standby list.
So I hope FIFA can publish the standby list for us.
The lally. Anyway,
let's move on.
All right, shall we get into the foreign stories?
Yes, please.
All right, the first story: Chelsea winger Alejandro Garnacho, he has admitted his departure from Manchester United hurts after a series of clashes with the club that he seemingly now regrets before his move. In fact,
he now regrets.
Yes, when asked by Premier League Productions if he regretted how the move panned out, let me quote what he said: "Maybe yes." So that's Alejandro Garnacho admitting that. Mm-hmm. He's probably regretted how he left the club.
When you are a 21-year-old footballer and your manager is a 20-year-old brother, you might not get the best of advice.
Oh, really?
Yes. Zando, no. You can't.
The manager is the agent.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
He needs someone who is mature enough to guide him
to balance
in his steps.
Yes.
Not your junior brother, not your younger brother, being your agent, your manager.
Mm.
You're all on the same level. And Sebi,
I understand.
The reason the same.
There are times you are supposed to attain a certain level
you
of.
You need some maturity.
Exactly.
To guide you. You understand?
Mm.
He should be thinking on that direction that, look, I need to change maybe my management. Let me get people who are advanced enough that can help me, you know, grow and grow very well and become. I mean.
But how do you select a 20 year old to be your agent?
His
junior brother.
Yes.
Oh, come on, Garnacho.
Anyway.
So let me quote what he said. They gave me, in fact, he said, maybe yes, because I love that club. They gave me the confidence from the start from Spain to bring me to the academy. Then they bring me to the first team. So it was like 4 or 5 years and amazing love from everyone, from the fans, the stadium. Everything was really good. But it didn't really end well for Alejandro Garnacho. At the point, I think that he was shocked aside. He was not even playing. And so
before it was because of his behavior.
Exactly, yeah.
I think the behavior of his agent, his brother.
Going
on social media, trying to cast, innuendos to the club and
but
all
you don't
that.
Do that.
No, you don't.
You don't do that as a professional footballer. You don't
no,
do that.
No.
Anyway, the last night, like you said in your introduction, West Ham showcased their survivor skills as they were lobbed Wolves by 4-0 and sent Tottenham Hotspur tumbling into the relegation zone. So as we speak, Tottenham Hotspur is in the relegation zone and that has declared their next game against Sunderland a must win.
So they are there with Wolves and
Burnley.
So
this morning at 11:30 a.m. there's lunchtime kickoff between Arsenal and Bournemouth at the Emirates. Arsenal manager Mikel Arteta has provided injury updating. I think about 4 players are expected to be back this weekend.
Yeah, there have been changes there since yesterday, yeah.
And all 4 available?
I don't know. Some of them.
Does that surprise you? Is it ahead of schedule?
He has, but my first conversation with him after he felt an ego, he wanted to be available the next week. We knew that that was impossible, but the recovery, I think the will that he's shown from day one to get back as quick as possible, how he's pushed the medical staff and himself to be there tomorrow is just great to watch.
So that was Arsenal manager Mikel Arteta providing injury updates in camp. But I mean, injuries, no problems at all for Arsenal. For Arsenal, I mean, you should be able to manage without players like Nkapu and then, you know. To the other matches, Brentford will be playing Everton at 2 p.m. today. Burnley at the Turf Moor will welcome Brighton before Liverpool take on Fulham at 4:30 p.m.
Where is that game going to be played?
Anfield.
Okay.
That's a tricky one for Liverpool because of how they've performed or how poor they've been in the last couple of
lately.
Games. Exactly. Liverpool manager Anaswar says he feels the support from the owners and the fan base.
I'm repeating myself a lot, but I've said it many times. I feel a lot of support, but not only from the owners and from Richard and Michael, but I feel a lot of support from them as well. But as weird as it might sound, I also feel the support of the fans. And we were going out in Paris when the players went out for the warm-up and the fans, after a 4-0 loss, immediately started saying, "We love you, Liverpool." And after we were, I think it's fair to say, outplayed over 90 minutes, we went to the away end and they were still singing for us and clapping for us. So that support we felt constantly.
play and play well and stop.
He said the supporters have been clapping for them
even when they lost.
And so that's a sign of support. Okay. And then he's speaking to the owners. But you see, Dela, before you are shown the exit door, these people will always give you the support that you need. The owners will always back you. Oh, I mean, we are in support of you. But I'm telling him that if he doesn't qualify Liverpool for the Champions League,
he'll be out.
They will, especially when Xabi Alonso is available on the market.
If even he qualifies, his position is still shaky.
Oh, but if he qualifies, I think they will maintain him.
Slot.
Exactly. Okay. For the Champions League, I don't think they'll be able to win it because you've lost the first leg of the quarterfinal by 2-0.
Nobody can win by 3-0.
No, I don't think they'll be able to. I don't think this Liverpool team can beat, PSG by 3 unanswered goals. I don't think it will happen.
Okay.
And he seems to be under pressure because Xabi Alonso is available on the market.
Mm-hmm.
Alonso had demonstrated by Leverkusen that he was a good manager.
He is coming to Liverpool, though.
Really?
Oh, what's that? Now Slot there, he's a go now.
Oh, he's not.
Okay.
If he qualifies the team for the Champions League, there, I think they will maintain him. Now, to the matches coming up on Sunday, Crystal Palace at the Selhurst Park will play Newcastle at 1 p.m. Same time, Nottingham Forest will be up against Aston Villa. And Roberto Di Zerbi will travel to the Stadium of Light to play his first game for Tottenham Hotspur against Sunderland. Spurs boss Roberto Di Zerbi has been speaking on Kudus Mohamed. And according to Roberto Di Zerbi, there are other quality players in his setup to replace Kudus.
Yes, I started not with too big lucky, but Kudus was in my head.
Had a really good conversation myself, had 3 or 4 with Enzo. He's apologized.
Yes, I started not with too big lucky, but Kudus was in my head a crucial player, especially for the position, but we have to look forward anyway. I think we have a lot of very good attackers, and we have to help them, to put them in the best condition to show their qualities, because Colomoni, I know, is not playing a great season, but is a good player.
So that was a newly appointed Tottenham Hotspur manager, Roberto Di Zerbi. We wish him well as he plays his first game this weekend against Sunderland. Now, to the biggest fixture of the weekend, Chelsea at the Stamford Bridge will welcome Manchester City tomorrow at 3:30 p.m. Chelsea boss Liam Rossinio has confirmed Enzo Fernandez will not play against Man City despite apologizing to the team.
Had a really good conversation myself, had 3 or 4 with Enzo. He's apologized to me, he's apologized to the club, and we'll deal with that after a massive game on Sunday. I believe people make mistakes and you can't overstep the punishment for the mistake. I think we've made a sanction, we made a decision, I made a decision. No, he won't play on Sunday, but hopefully after that he'll be a massive part of the group moving forward.
So that was the voice of Chelsea manager.
Is that the best form of punishment they can give at this crucial stage of the competition?
But what did he do wrong?
When you want to, it's not about even what he did wrong. But my issue is that, are there no any other punishments that you can give other than forfeiting a game against Man City?
Two matches. So they suspended him for 2 matches, yeah. And he will miss this weekend as well.
And it's a crucial game.
Yes, and the manager
and that guy plays an integral part of the team.
But he's one of Chelsea's best midfielders. Yeah. As like Caicedo, his effort with Caicedo in the middle of the pack really helps Chelsea. And
they should be careful. This decision does not backfire.
Manager says the player has apologized to the team and the technical team
and to him.
Me, I don't think he was at fault. Well, what did he say wrong? He was on international duty. And only express admiration of living in Madrid. What is wrong with it?
But did you hear Cucurella's interview?
What did he say?
He said a lot, even worse than what this guy said.
But Cucurella, was he suspended?
I've not heard.
And so Liam Rossinio is being unfair. Where are the Chelsea guys, Fifi and then Javier Clemente? Because I don't see anything wrong with what he said. Is there anything beyond what he said?
Yeah.
That is it wrong for him to express admiration of living in Madrid, or is it that Madrid wants him? And so you can't mention Madrid's name.
His agent has also started talking, so it looks like maybe it could be over.
They are being unfair
between Enzo and Chelsea.
They are being unfair to the player.
Okay.
You, Liam Rossinio, you are not in a position to be making some of these tough decisions.
Huh? But he's got the support of the manager.
Yeah, I know. But it's not as if since you came, Chelsea is on top of the Premier League also. Suspending one of your best players.
He's taking disciplinary action against.
Now, listen to Manchester City manager Pep Guardiola ahead of the game.
Hopefully we can do a lot of points. That's the situation that we are in the Premier League, so we need to do all of them. Otherwise, we'll not give us a chance to try it until the end. So we need to do a lot of points.
That was Manchester City manager Pep Guardiola speaking. I think we can look at the Premier League table, right?
Okay.
Heading into week 32. Arsenal, the Gunners, occupying the top spot with 70 points. Congratulations in advance. Manchester City follow.
I refuse to respond.
Oh, but you will win it.
Oh, no.
Are you not confident?
We are playing a competition.
Are you not confident you guys will win?
We are playing a competition. Uh-huh. We are still in the competition.
Uh-huh.
So yeah, let's finish.
Okay, Manchester City follow with 61 points, but they have a game in hand.
Yeah.
I think against Crystal Palace, right? Yes. And so Man United are third with 55 points. Aston Villa sit fourth with 54 points. We have Liverpool on the fifth position with 49 points. Chelsea on the sixth position with 48 points. So, five teams will qualify for the Champions League next season. So, top five positions up for grabs.
Yeah.
Yes, Chelsea and Liverpool looks like they will be competing for the last slot in there. Aston Villa is on the fourth position with 54 points. Now to the drop zone, like we said, Tottenham Hotspur have a game in hand, but they are on the 18th position with 30 points. Burnley are 19th with 20 points. Wolves are 20th with 17 points after 32 matches. We can do the Spanish La Liga now because Real Madrid's stuttering form continued as their slim La Liga title chances were dealt another blow with a frustrating draw against Girona yesterday. In fact, the game ended 1-1. And then Barcelona have the opportunity of stretching the lead when they play Espanyol today at 4:30 p.m. But later tonight at 7 p.m., Sevilla will host Atletico Madrid in there. So if you look at the Spanish La Liga table, after 30 matches, Barcelona occupying the top spot with 76 points. If they win tonight over Espanyol, they will stretch the lead to 9 points because Real Madrid follow with 70 points. Villarreal, third with 58 points. Atletico Madrid are fourth with 57 points. To the drop zone, we have Elche on the 18th position with 29 points. Levante are 19th with 26 points. Oviedo, hey,
oh, they are gone, Maza.
Hey,
how about they are not a good team like that.
Oh,
they are a relegation team.
Ghana's best midfielder.
They go, they come, so that's how it is.
Oh, sorry about that. Champions Ibo. I was not expecting this. Oh, that's too bad. Okay, then let's move on to the Italian Serie A. We've got some interesting matches coming up this weekend. AS Roma last night beat Pisa by 3-0. And today, AC Milan at 4 p.m. will lock horns with Udine before Atlanta take on Juventus at 6:45 p.m. So if you look at the Italian Serie A table, after 31 matches, Inter Milan on the first position with 72 points. Napoli follow with 65 points. AC Milan are third with 63 points. Combo set fourth with 58 points.
Cesc Fabregas.
But the way Juventus and AS Roma are following closely, it will be tough for them because Juventus are fifth with 57 points. Just a point separating them. And AS Roma are sixth with 57 points as well. To the drop zone, we have Lecce on the 18th with 27 points. Verona, 19th with 18 points. And Pisa, 20th with 18 points in there. We can do the German Bundesliga matches for the weekend now because Borussia Dortmund will be playing by Leverkusen. There is RB Leipzig versus Mönchengladbach before St. Pauli take on Bayern Munich. Now, if you look at the Bundesliga standings as we speak, Bayern Munich are on the first position with 73 points. Borussia Dortmund are second with 64 points. Leipzig are third with 53 points. Stuttgart are fourth with 53 points. To the drop zone, we have St. Pauli on the 16th position with 25 points. Wolfsburg are 17th with 21 points. And Heidenheim are 18th with 16 points. To the French League, Paris FC beat AS Monaco by 4-1 last night. Olympique Marseille also accounted for Mets by 3-1. Later today, we have Toulouse versus Lille, and there's Lyon versus Lorraine as well. So, PSG, after 27 matches, are occupying the first spot with 63 points. Lens are second with 59 points. Olympique Marseille are third with 52 points. And there's Lille on the fourth position with 50 points. To the drop zone, we have Auxerre with 23 points on 16th position. Nantes are 17th with 18 points. Mets are 18th with 15 points. So, that's all with the major five European leagues.
Okay.
But let's wrap up with golf because
all right.
Rory McIlroy moved a huge step closer to a sensational title defense at the Masters after taking a historic 6-shot lead into the weekend at Augusta National. A year on from completing the career Grand Slam with playoff victory over Justin Rose, McIlroy continued his push for more major success with a brilliant run of day 65 on Friday afternoon. Here is Rory McIlroy on defending his Masters title.
Yeah, there's so many great players, and there's so many players with so much experience on this golf course. You know, it's not quite like some of the other major championships. It seems like you get the guys contending year in and year out. So, but yeah, that's the challenge. You know, I feel comfortable on the golf course, feel comfortable with my game. It's been a good 3 weeks at home, you know.
Yes, indeed. If he is able to defend this title, that would be very, very wonderful for him. He's now 6 shots ahead, and he played a 12-under in the first 2 days.
But it looks like
even yesterday, he played 2 bogeys. If those bogeys had resulted in a par, probably would have been up by maybe 8 shots difference or something.
And so it looks like he's been amazing. Able to defend, eh?
Likely.
Wow. And that would be historic. Likely.
Very historic, historic. Wow. I think Tiger Woods and one other player, the only people who have done, who have been able to defend the Masters. Yeah, yeah.
So that's his target.
Yeah, that's his target.
There's this,
and he's close to achieving it.
There's this story on Thomas Tuchel and his bromance with the number 10 players that he's actually made his decision and told the players that
for the England number 10 position,
that he's choosing Morgan Rogers over the likes of Cole Palmer, Jude Bellingham, Phil Foden. And those other players. Yes, Delali. And I mean, well, the end
there's going to put pressure on Palmer and Jude Bellingham.
Yes, the end will justify
but
the
means. Is it right for him to be making these statements, these public pronouncements?
No, but he didn't make a public pronouncement. But
okay,
according
so the
to
Athletic is saying exactly that they've their sources, their investigation.
Oh, he has engaged the players. He has made it clear to the players that his number 10 player is Morgan Rogers of Aston Villa.
But even that one, I'm saying that does he have to say
exactly? It's because he's either, he's straightforward because of what he did at Chelsea. At least we know that Thomas Tuchel is a straightforward manager.
But you should know how to handle this.
Exactly.
Guys.
Because you see, Dela, you're not dealing with just ordinary players.
That's what I was going to say. These are world class players.
Exactly.
Stars.
Playing for big clubs in Europe.
Yes.
Jude Bellingham plays for Real Madrid. I mean, he's a Galactico in Madrid.
If he's not injured, he's always a starter.
And Cole Palmer to Chelsea's best player.
Yeah.
He's the face of the Chelsea Football Club team. And so, Dela, you do this, if it backfires, then you'll be in trouble. And that's what I'm saying. That
you see the way he's treating Trent Alexander-Arnold.
Exactly.
Yes, he might have his lapses here and there. But, you know, go around it in a more matured manner for me. I mean, the way he's going around and the way he's dealing with the England team, the English Football Association themselves should wake up.
You see, maybe he's inspired of doing that because he's getting the results. But you see,
they lost their last friendly.
The other side of the discussion too is that even the matches that he's won, I mean, what countries are we talking about?
And how convincing were
exactly.
they?
Exactly. You are here to meet. When they were tested against a big club, like a big country like Japan, they couldn't beat Japan. And so what I'm saying is that, yes, he's a manager and he's making the tough decisions there. That Morgan Rogers is going to be his number 10 player, but he should be careful it doesn't get to backfire in the end, because the end will justify the means. In all honesty, Morgan Rogers for me is a very good player. I mean, he scores goals, and of course, he's a brilliant player as well. But on any day, if you have Cole Palmer and Jude Bellingham in the same team, there are ways you can have these players in the same setup for them to flourish. I don't see why he has intentionally created a sort of competition for Morgan Rogers, Jude Bellingham, and then Cole Palmer. I don't think it is necessary. At the end of the day, there are ways you can accommodate all these players in the same setup. But for you to engage the players and make it clear to them
that this man, exactly, I'll play him ahead of you. And I mean, what sort of coaching strategy or style is that? Anyway,
Dela,
all right, yeah.
The Premier League is getting interesting.
Very.
For me, I've already said that Arsenal will win it. I mean, I had a lot of confidence in the Arsenal team because the teams that were competing with Arsenal, for me, were not being consistent. So Arsenal can drop points in about 3 matches. But you realize that they were safe up there to the extent that now they've spread the lead to, I think, 9 points. If they're able to beat Bournemouth today before Man City play Chelsea today, that even puts a lot of pressure on Manchester City. So for me,
so they must do well and win against Bournemouth.
Oh, but they are playing at home. And so Arsenal will obviously start this game as the favorite, especially when all these injured players, most of them are coming back this weekend. I think it's very likely that Arsenal will carry the 3 maximum points. The long-time kickoff, even though long-time kickoff is always tricky in the Premier League, I don't think
you see the way I'm looking at you.
Yes, Arsenal will be in trouble at home when they play Bournemouth this weekend. There's Liverpool versus Fulham. Liverpool lost to, Paris Saint-Germain in the Champions League. But for the Premier League, like I said, I think if Anaslot does not qualify for the Champions League through the Premier League, I think he'll be shown the exit door. And I'm saying that his target is to qualify for the Champions League because he can't win the Champions League and bang his hopes of defending the title and get automatic slot next season. And so he must finish in the top five. But now there's Chelsea in the mix. There's Aston Villa as well. And so that makes it really difficult for this Liverpool team that seemed to be out of gas. You watch Liverpool. I watched Liverpool throughout the 90 minutes against PSG, and they couldn't play a single shot on target. And I was shocked. This is the Liverpool team that recently won the Premier League just 12 months ago.
But Zando, if you look at this season's league in itself, I think that it's falling short from the in terms of quality.
Standard.
Standard in terms of points.
Accumulation. Oh, really?
Oh, yes. Because, I mean, when City is winning the league, by now, they'll be somewhere around 75 getting to 80 points. They'll finish with 90-something points. You understand? Arsenal is now on 70. How many matches more? Seven matches more.
Yeah, seven more matches.
If they should win all, it takes them to 91.
Yeah.
But can they win all?
No. So what you're saying is that Arsenal probably have dropped. So we've played 31 matches. 31 times 3 is how many points? 93.
93.
So Arsenal have dropped 23 points.
Yeah.
Okay, I understand the point, but it looks like all the teams.
Yes, I was going to talk about Chelsea.
Yeah.
Talk about Liverpool. These are big clubs in England, but look at how they are performing this season.
Yeah,
look at the number of matches Chelsea, for instance, have lost.
Mm-hmm.
Look at the number of matches Liverpool have lost.
A lot of matches,
even in the league itself alone.
If you look at the Premier League, you can count a lot of matches that they've lost recently.
Mm.
And what makes it tricky for Liverpool is the next games ahead. After today's game against Fulham, they will travel to play Everton. That's a Merseyside derby.
Yeah.
Very tricky. There's Liverpool versus Crystal Palace. On any day, Crystal Palace can be a stubborn opposition before they play their bitterest rivals, Manchester United. And there's Chelsea versus Liverpool as well. Della, it doesn't look good for Liverpool.
Josh, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Della.
Is everything fine?
Yeah.
Okay, so you joined the discussion.
Yeah.
EPL.
Mm-hmm.
Where do you start from?
Maybe I'll start from Chelsea.
Mm-hmm.
What club do you support,
please? I'm a Chelsea fan.
Oh, okay.
Let's
but
listen.
You have a problem. Oh.
Many problems.
You're always flanked by Chelsea supporters.
Oh, they don't want to be.
No, but I think, Della, before I even go to Chelsea, I've not met you after Arsenal exited the FA Cup.
You've not met me.
I've not met you.
Not met me on radio.
Yes, yes.
But I've met you, please. I've met you several times in that room. I beg you. Yes, the last time I came for your charger. So don't tell me you've not met me. If you want to bring it here, you bring it. I'm listening. We are out.
We are out.
Yeah.
But
the quadruple is over.
Maybe we'll even let me
the
start.
The treble is
now
over. So now you think it will be single, not double.
No, do you think that FA Cup upset takes away the steam from the Arsenal team?
That is what is breaking me down now. That is what is not giving me the confidence if Arsenal are playing against Bournemouth at Emirates.
But these are the Emirates.
Yeah.
If there's anything that could happen to an Arsenal team that we see them to be right now, it would be to revive their hopes.
Look, I've watched the game against Lisbon once. I watched it
Sporting.
Over. Yeah, because that day we were running commentary on the other match of the day. And Charlie, had it not been David Raya, Sporting Lisbon would have defeated
us. No, but that was an away game, so it's normal. Champions League away matches are always like that.
The sort of saves the goalkeeper made.
Is it not part of the team?
He was outstanding.
Is it not part of the team?
Charlie, you finish.
Yeah, so I'm looking at an Arsenal team and I'm telling myself that the players need to understand that it is not just about having a fixated goal of winning a quadruple or a triple. No. There are times where in a season like this that we are seeing, things can go wrong. At any point, at any time. But how you keep your composure is what distinguishes you or makes you special as a team. If Arsenal goes on to win just the Premier League this season, I think they have achieved a lot. It is not about winning the quadruple that makes you extraordinary. But if you have a goal in sight and you can maintain the vision for that goal and see it through, especially just the Premier League, it will tell us about what you can possibly achieve the next season.
Yeah, the man himself is in.
Yeah,
George, finish.
Yeah, so for us now, I am not even worried for them in the least because some of these things were expected. It is just unfortunate that Arteta seems to be making very simple mistakes that you don't expect him to make. Because you're going into an FA Cup, you know very well that you're going away, number one.
Mm.
Number two, you played with Kepa Arrizabalaga in that final against Manchester City. And everybody would expect that you are going to play a Sunderland away. Don't make that mistake again. Mm.
And everyone also saw that it was Kepa who gifted Man City that Carabao Cup. Kepa.
I'm not even saying that
former Chelsea goalkeeper.
He had a bad performance in the Sunderland game.
Former Chelsea goalkeeper.
But what are the optics? Once the opponent sees that this is a possible weak point, they know how to psychologically weaken you, especially when they go into the game.
Mm.
And we saw a bit of that from Sunderland. Because as the game wore on, they grew in intensity, they grew in their
confidence,
mindedness.
Yeah.
You see, so coming back to the Emirates today, I expect Arsenal to win comfortably.
Okay.
But let me quickly say this about Chelsea. Dela, I won't be shocked that by the time the season ends, the senior players in the team would have come to an agreement that Liam Rosinha possibly may not be the one to carry them further in the long term.
Hmm.
I'm saying this for two reasons. Yes, he has come in as a coach who seems to want to achieve a lot. But when you look at how he's... the kind of problems that he's going to be faced with.
Yeah.
These are traditional Chelsea problems that you have brought a new person to come and fix. It is not that simple. Why am I saying this? The Chelsea problem has been identified as a problem that is coming from the top. So now you've gotten players coming out to speak about why they think that the project of buying just young players into the team is not a good idea.
Yeah.
Now, that is affecting the gameplay by these same players at the end of the day.
So now these senior players are questioning the policy of the club.
Do you think that when the players have some resentment of this nature, it can easily be fixed by a manager like Liam Rosinha? Well, look at the decisions he's taking about with Enzo Fernandez, for example. These are issues...
And you're playing against Man City?
No, this weekend?
Yeah.
Yes, we are playing against Man City. But, Man City. But what
and,
I'm saying is...
No, and I'm saying that you are going into such a big game and the only punishment you can give this guy is to...
Allow him...
To forfeit two matches.
Which is very harsh for me.
At this crucial stage of the competition.
You know, because even the players had to petition for him to be included in the squad because they knew how difficult this game was going to be. So, Liam Rosinha, I mean, I really admire him. He's coming at a point where I haven't had enough time to really understand his philosophy, but on the face value, you can understand that he wants to achieve a lot by some of the things that he says.
Okay.
He has big visions. But can he see through that? The problems at Chelsea are way above him. But I wish him well. I expect that he may be able to weather the storm. Otherwise, it may be very difficult for him to remain as Chelsea manager.
Javi, unfortunately, I know the reasons why you are late here, sure, but you are welcome.
Thank you.
From today, we are doing 6 to 8 a.m.
I know.
We don't have enough time. Just let me hear from you on the foreign bit here. Before we activate the four lines here.
Well, I think that sometimes certain decisions will have to be made, no matter how difficult those decisions
the consequences.
Yes, because you have to make certain decisions. Some decisions that you make are decisions that on the face of it will appear to be very harsh, especially if you look at the current situation at Chelsea and the fact that the team wants to qualify for the Champions League, the team wants to win trophies and things like that. So if a senior player who, for one reason or the other, is he not the deputy captain of the team? He's one of the captains of the team.
Javier, but my question is, if you put together the pronouncements or the comments from Marco Correa, for instance, and that of Enzo Maresca, which one was very piercing?
There was a difference. Kuku still insisted that he's happy at Chelsea. He wants to stay at Chelsea.
But Enzo said that he's not happy. He says that...
No. But you see...
Which city would you love to... I would love to stay in Madrid.
Listen. I mean, every player has...
Yeah, I really mean it.
Has fond memories. Okay. There were times that people even talked about Cole Palmer, and that he's a Manchester guy and he wants to go back to Manchester and even play for Manchester United and things like that. So some of these guys, they grew up supporting clubs.
Sure.
Kuku is a former Barca guy. I mean, he's a Spaniard. He's been with Barca for some time.
And
so,
he's even said it, that he would love to be there one day.
Yes. And is he the only player who has said that?
I don't know why they're picking on
that's
Enzo.
What I'm saying. The difference is that he ended his statement very well by saying that even though he wants to go to Barca maybe some years to come during the course of his career, he's very comfortable where he is. Now he's happy at Chelsea.
Okay.
But this guy started comparing the weather in his native Argentina to the weather in Madrid. In Madrid. And the statement that he made clearly was just allowing Real Madrid to get the impression that the player wants to come and play for them.
And setting the signal to Chelsea that I want to leave.
Yes, I want to leave. You get it. And I mean, I love the statement that some John Terry, for instance, and I read something about Mourinho. I don't know whether it's a Mourinho statement that, about Madrid not approaching players because players want to come and play for them. You don't say I want to play for Real Madrid and all of a sudden Real Madrid will come for you. No, that's not it. It is your performance. Mm. So if you look at Madrid and the players that they've signed on some years ago, even current players that they have, those players have been signed on because of their performance, not just because they want to come and play for
but
them.
But I think if you look at the Madrid midfield now of Camavinga and Tchouaméni and those guys, if Enzo gets a chance there, he will fit in and some of those guys will be on the bench.
But I don't have a problem with that because I'm not even my wildest of imagination thinking that Enzo and Cuckoo and the other guys...
I'm going to stay at Chelsea
No. Yeah, it's not going to happen.
Sure.
I mean, definitely these guys are very young guys and they have a lot of ambition. So after some time, they will move on. But also whether the timing is right for him to be making such pronouncements as one of the captains of the club. But that's what I found very, 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 very bad. Mm. And you see, fine, Chelsea has a game against Manchester City. Chelsea needs to win that game to at least give them some reasonable assurance that they'll qualify for the Champions League. Mm. But sometimes you also have to put your foot down and take certain drastic decisions, no matter the consequences. Because if you don't do that, then you are sending a signal to the rest of the rank and file that they can also do the same. If a captain of the club makes a pronouncement and he's left to go scot-free, you are sending a message to the other players that they can also make something like that. And it's not good for discipline. It's not good for team building. It's not good for any positive thing that you want in the Chelsea team. So, I don't have any problem with that.
Okay.
What exactly he said wrong? Enzo Fernandez.
And I'll succeed Javier because right now compare his comments and that of Cucurella.
Mm-hmm.
But Javier says that he, Enzo, is
deputy captain.
Yes.
No, but he's the la.
No. I want to get the exact words he used on international duty.
I'm sure the interview probably was granted in their local language. And per what I read, he was only comparing living
in Buenos Aires
and then
Madrid.
Exactly.
Talking about the weather, the same weather. The
Madrid weather is just like Buenos Aires. Mm. And so he only expressed admiration. I mean, that's all.
No. Zando. He went beyond that, please.
Yeah. And you see, the reason why you don't make such comments or you don't make it so clear that this is your intention is because you know very well what the media is trying to extract from you.
Yeah.
So you need to be a bit careful.
No, but he played along the media's line. And so it's something that I think it's all deliberate.
It's deliberate.
He knew what he was doing. Oh. Yeah, he knew what he was saying. Anyway, okay, so if that's the best form of punishment for him, we say you, if your top midfielder
will miss. Arsenal wouldn't do that.
How? But
it doesn't matter. I mean, he can be the number one player in the world. Once you make that statement, discipline is discipline. I mean, so if Chelsea were going to play against Stoke City, for instance, would you have had any problem with the decision that?
Oh yes, I think there could be other forms of punishment. instead of saying that you are making him forfeit too much.
I don't care if it's Real Madrid, if it's Barca, if it's whichever team. Once we have to punish him.
Like the lie is saying, do you think what he said warrant this severe punishment from the club?
Yes.
Suspending him for two matches?
Yes.
Javier says yes.
Yes.
All right. It's 7 o'clock, exactly. Now, there's a message here from Ashebu Evori. Ashe, good morning. He says, Kateche, the reason why Daniel Laye was left out is due to the performance of the rest of our referees. Ah, really? This is because he is in the midst of a whole lot of referees who do not have control of our own games. All right. Okay. So, it's exactly 7 a.m. Let's see whether we can activate the phone lines now. Let's talk about the English Premier League and other matches coming up in Europe over the weekend. Arsenal, Bournemouth, Eli Kikoff. I don't like this Eli Kikoff thing. Anyway, 03-220-83596-83597. We have Manchester City, Chelsea. That's tomorrow. There is also Manchester City, Leeds. And the other interesting fixtures coming up. Liverpool are playing against Fulham. 03-220-83596-83597. Hello, good morning.
Yeah, good morning, Della.
Hey, Kofi, how are you doing, my brother?
Yeah, I'm fine. Good morning to Javier and Zando and the rest. In fact, it's been a while since I heard from Javier.
Yeah, he's back.
Yes. Yeah, Della.
Yes.
Manchester is third on the league table.
Yeah.
Hey, they are doing well, pal. But listen, I support what Javier said. Punishment is punishment. Discipline is discipline. The fact that you are one of the captains doesn't mean that you can say anything. Okay, let's take for instance, if you are injured, are they not going to play the match if he have, if he's injured? They will still continue to play the match.
But he's not injured.
And you are not injured, and you have said something that is derogatory. Why should we keep you? You see, this is the reason why Ghana's captain, what is his name? Dede Nwianu.
Jordan.
Said, what's his name?
Jordan.
Jordan will say that we don't need any more inclusion in the Blasters. How can you say this? Is Blasters for you? You see, he needed to have been punished by saying that. Here is the case that Kudus is injured and there are other players injured. How are you going to play this match and win?
Okay,
they can't
all right.
Win a single game. So, discipline is discipline. It takes a courageous coach to discipline a top hierarchy player.
Okay. All right, Kofi, thank you very much for your call. 0322083596-83597. Hello, good morning.
Hello, good morning.
Nana Kweku, how are you, my brother?
I'm doing well. How about you?
Fine, thank you. Let's hear you, sir.
Yellow or white?
Me, I don't understand that.
Prof will tell you, yellow or white. Zando, you bring your food and let's eat because me.
His lunch box is down here. His wife has prepared some nice rice, Yolof.
By the way, I watched West Ham's match yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And I was so happy for Nuno Espirito Santos. At least with what Nottingham Forest did to him. For this season, I've been supporting West Ham at least to stay in the league. So they did well yesterday. I've gone through their matches and I see them to stay in the league. And then Nottingham Forest to go to relegation. And I got Papa Tukolo, who says, you know, they didn't get anything, you know, or saying answer. And then come to us now.
Mm-hmm.
You guys, now it's 2-4. Probably, just as I listened to some commentary where they said, if Arsenal should win or any of the left English teams in any of the Europe matches to win, the number of teams to go in Europe will increase to about, is it 11 or 12? So the Champions League might have around 6 teams. I'm hoping so. But at least for now, I'm rooting for you.
Okay, we thank you.
The information, why?
Okay, yeah, that's it. Why? Thank you very much. All right, let's see who's next on the line. Hello, good morning.
Morning, Bella.
Yes, your name, please.
Please, my name is Dakosta.
Okay, your name, my brother.
Finally, especially have you. Bella, what the coach has done is very right. You know, discipline is discipline, and then it will tell the others what to do next time when they are granted this kind of interview. And on this England coach, Bella, what he's doing, we should give him the chance. We should allow him to do what he's doing because those players, they have played for England so many years. What have they done? What have they given to the team?
Okay.
But the coach has seen something, that these players are not giving what they are expected to do for the country. So,
okay.
To bring in other people. It's the same issue we are having in our Ghanaian team.
All right. Thank you very much for your point. Very well noted in there. 0322083596-83597. Let's see who is next on the line. 0322083596-83597. Hello, good morning.
Mandela.
Yes, sir. Your name, please.
Yeah.
Abri. Okay, let's hear you, bro. Abri, we can't hear you.
I said Arsenal is going to win. And tomorrow Barcelona is going to win. So my team, all my teams are going to
And House of Folk to wear?
And House of Folk. I'm not the one. Who
thank you very much for your call, Amri. Okay, hello, good morning.
Yes, sir, good morning, Pudela.
Hey, Christophe, how are you doing, my brother?
Very well, sir.
Oh, very fine. Let's hear you.
Bella, your good friend, Master Aite, Master Aite Alana Service, and the secretary, Mr. Foku Pimpong. They are doing the
How did Master Aite become a good friend? Today, let me ask you this. You go to your point. Go to your point. You are here. Go to your point.
I'm quite sad because of there is no Ghanaian representation as a referee in the FIFA World Cup. That is an indictment on Ghana. If refugees can be sorted from Somalia, a war-torn country where nothing good happened there, no, it's not Paris for a while. Then Ghana, a football nation like Ghana, so you have all these refugees who say they are good. Now you know only you one. Then I think it's something we have to talk about. We don't have to go over it.
Okay.
Very important. Is it a woman? Because he, by the line, it's not much, losing match with Nigeria. There were issues. He couldn't handle that match. Well. That was why he wasn't picked. And so we are saying that our referees should do better.
Okay. All right, Christophe, thank you very much for your call this morning. 03-220-83596, 83597. Hello, good morning.
Good morning, Dela.
Yes, sir, your name, please.
Yeah. How are you all in the studio?
We are fine, thank you. Let's hear.
My name is Bill, Dela.
Say again.
Bill.
Okay, Bill, let's hear you.
Yeah. Dela, looking at the rest of the matches, how many matches should we win? I'm talking about Arsenal, please.
Technically, if we are able to win 5 out of the 7, but then we should also be looking at the others behind us, you know.
I know.
Yeah.
Apparently we are leading with 9.
Yes, but then City has a game in hand.
Yes. Yesterday I saw it. Let's see how it goes.
Charlie, have him, maybe. Yeah. Okay. Thank you very much for your call, Bill. Hello. Good morning.
Good morning, Dela. How are you?
Oh, Kofi Mensah, I'm fine. And you?
I'm good.
Okay, let's hear you.
Quickly, one. Arteta, I think he's over anxious. Anxiety is getting a better thing. He should relax. In the home run, you have to relax. But you see, a lot of things is getting to him. Second, Enzo and Kuguera, or whatever their name is.
Yeah.
They are not doing the team any good. You are captain. So what I do know that even you can talk to the coach about tactics, techniques, and other things, and you fail to do that. So I think the punishment is enough.
Okay.
And last, Arsenal, we have to win. You see, I'm taking myself. We have to win the league. Devoid of anything, they should cool down. They are not running anything. They have to play what they are playing.
Okay.
It's excellent. Then we can win it. Thanks.
All right. Thanks, Kofi Mensah. Let me pick my last caller for this section. For this session, 03-220. Okay. All right. Hello. Good morning.
Dela Sue.
Hey, Jordan.